Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we roll into this Wednesday edition, Sports Daily. Hope you're off to a good start to your day, the I-70 series. How satisfying has that been for you, Shane?
Zero on a 1 to 10 scale. We got shut out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I will say, and we'll get to some other baseball news in a minute because this is just a blip, but Jack Flaherty is really good, the Cardinals pitcher, who
sure
has on a 7-start span where he's had a 0.7 ERA or something, and he's got a lifetime losing record, but averages more than 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. It's kind of the way of the new world. He's a big dude, throws 96, 97, hard slider, control with both pitches, in and out. Whit Merrifield summed him up perfectly. He said, quote, his fastball's got life, slider's tight, good arm, action with pitches, locates well, moves it around, doesn't miss a whole lot. When he does miss, he's not in the zone, unquote.
Boy, that's a hell of a scouting report right
it
there.
It is.
Well done.
You know, his last 6 starts, he's given up 20 hits and struck out 50. And he's basically the bell cow for the Cardinals in the rotation. Royals lost last night 2-0. Glenn Sparkman pitched okay, gave up an unearned run in 6 innings, but when you don't get any, you're not going to win. And so that's basically the end of that. But I did want to bring, for those that didn't see and those that aren't necessarily Cardinals fans, Jack Flaherty is really, really good.
Yeah, he appears to be the real deal. So good for them moving forward.
Yeah, 110 pitches last night, went 7, and then the bullpen nailed down the win. Andrew Miller, there's been Andrew Miller sighting. He's still in the big leagues. He's with the Cardinals. He went 1 1/3, I think. So anyway, Dakota Hudson and Brad Keller will pitch today, and then the Royals will actually get another day off before the Mets come to town. So
how odd.
In the middle of August, they're thrilled
to death. Yeah,
2 days
off in the middle of August. That's just weird.
Yeah, within a week. So anyway, yeah, the Royals didn't do anything last night, but it had, to me, everything to do with Jack Flaherty. On the other hand, your Red Sox made a bunch of not only news, but some history last night. And Chris Sale and Rafael Devers were kind of fighting over the spotlight. Chris Sale has 2,000 strikeouts quicker than any pitcher in Major League Baseball history.
Yep.
1,626 innings, 2,000 strikeouts. A full, 85 innings quicker than Pedro Martinez did it. Others in the neighborhood, Randy Johnson, Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw, Nolan Ryan. How are we feeling about Chris Sale's longevity, not only with the Red Sox, but period? Okay? Because you watch him way more than I do.
Yeah, you know, he was damn good last night.
He was very good.
Didn't get the win. They had to go to extras to beat Cleveland, but God, he looked. I mean, he's just been much more inconsistent this season. But when he's good, he's beyond good. I think he's there for the long term.
What was the diagnosis for those in the know at why he was so ordinary the first month or whatever? Just kind of easing into it, kind of pacing himself. What I mean, he was terrible, really. And now,
and he wasn't getting a bite on his off-speed stuff, and he wasn't locating his fastball. I mean, that's his diagnosis anyway, that he was just having issues locating his fastball. I mean, I don't know what it's like from one year to the next when you're a Chris Sale, closer to my home, Kyle Freeland, who it all got away from him this year, for instance. Now, he's not in the same level as a Chris Sale, but just simple things like being able to locate your fastball, because if you're a fastball guy, and Chris Sale is, everything sets up off of his fastball.
Right.
So you got to be able to locate it, and he wasn't able to do that. And even to this point, his numbers are a little bit more lofty in terms of his ERA, but his strikeouts per nine are otherworldly. What did he have, 12 last night?
At least 12.
I think he had 12 and 6 and change. And he only allowed, I think he allowed 5 hits.
5 hits, yeah.
Yeah, 5 hits. So he's the real deal, and I think well, we know that he's the real deal. Mm-hmm. I think he's in Boston for the long term. I think that he actually likes Boston. Boston isn't always a place that players go and like. It's much like the Yankees or the Phillies when they're going good. Their scrutiny is a lot different, and the press is a lot different, and it's not always a great place to play if you're not of the right kind of mental makeup. I think Chris Sale, generally, every time I read something from him, he seems to be a guy fairly comfortable with his role, where he is, and who he's doing it with. So I think he's there for the long term. I hope he is.
He's got a 4.40 ERA, but he's also struck out 218 in 147 innings and only walked 37.
That's just sick.
And by the way, he's only 30.
Yeah.
So however way you want to look at that, he only 30, but is he an old 30 because of the last couple of years where he's kind of had some blips? You know, this is big league baseball, so you're not going to dominate all year, every year. I mean, he's had within the last month and a half five starts where he's given up 5 earned runs or more, but he also threw a 2-hitter and struck out 13 against the Angels 2 starts ago. So, and I guess unfortunately for the Red Sox, doesn't look like postseason is in their immediate future. And with that being said, they scrapped a one-day-old plan of Nathan Eovaldi returning back to the rotation. He was in the bullpen last night, went 2/3 of an inning, so put that on hold. And, of course, Andrew Cashner got the save last night. Yep. So just like you drew it up, the Red Sox beat the Indians last night 7-6.
Yeah, the only thing you didn't draw up was being 7.5 games out of the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Just ridiculous.
And a guy that we mentioned just a second ago that tried to steal the show from Chris Sale on a night where he made history, Rafael Devers went 6-for-6 with 4 doubles. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, he's the first player in the modern era to have a 6-hit, 4-double game. And by the way, he did that in regulation. So if that game would have ended in 9 innings, he still would have gone 6-for-6. And he is still not 23 years old. He is the third youngest player in the modern era to go 6-for-6 in a game. Only Joe Morgan and Jesus Alou accomplished a 6-for-6 game at a younger age. And further minutia will tell us that Devers and Sale are the first pair of teammates in the modern era to have 6 hits and 12 strikeouts in the same game. So plenty of cool stuff happened in Cleveland last night. 7-6 Red Sox in 10. Rafael Devers, your thoughts?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Well, between him and Bogarts and Mookie Betts.
How good a young guy. They've got a great young core. This is why the Red Sox are, you don't worry about them. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, they had this blush here. On the back end, you make the peaks.
anyway.
In the Red Sox case, particularly with their bullpen, which I think is fairly easy to do in this day and age, especially if you have money to do it with, I would consider them to be right back where they need to be next year. Their starting pitching has been inconsistent this season. That kind of goes in ebb and flow. But would you trade any of their guys? I mean, you might trade them for some guys. I mean, Houston's got a better staff.
Right,
there's a few staffs in Major League Baseball that are better. But you don't look at the Red Sox starting staff and say, you know, well, this is a weakness. I mean, they got a bunch of guys that can eat innings and pitch effectively. They've got righty. They've got lefties. The Red Sox are fine. Red Sox are fine. Their lineup is outstanding. They hit for power. And it's all a question for them is whether or not they pitch. They've let a lot of games go this year. And early in the season, that was really their Achilles, was the fact that they just couldn't manage leads. And they lost a lot of games late, and it got away from them. And they're playing in a tough division with a team that's running away from it.
Of course.
And another one that's kicked their tail pretty good here the last, well, swept them 2 weeks ago.
Well, they made that little run against the Yankees and the Rays, but then the Yankees got up off the deck and reeled off about eight straight.
Well, so. after the Rays beat them in Boston. So, I mean, they had that 1 week that just killed them. They lost six straight games, and they lost them all to division opponents. It's kind of where the season swung. They were in the mix at that point, and that was right after taking the Yankees out behind the woodshed and beating them 3 out of 4.
Scoring a ton of runs against them.
Yeah. But, you know, but that's baseball.
Yeah, 5.5 back of Oakland, and Oakland's 3 back of the Rays in this for the second wild card. So, Red Sox make some history last night, but kind of spiraling the drain right now as they're running out of time and run out of games. Other notes around Major League Baseball last night. Home run barrage continued for the Mariners. Kyle Seager hit 3 home runs, becoming the first Mariner since Jose Lopez to do so. Whoever the hell Jose Lopez is.
Exactly. Thank you.
Did that 9 years ago come September. I marked that for OTD. The 19th three-home run game in 2019, that's 3 off the record. 18 years ago, there were 22 three-home run games. Kyle Seager becomes the most recent to do it. And, of course, his brother, Corey, hit one last night.
Yeah.
First time this season that the Seager brothers each had a long ball on the same day. And the Dodgers bludgeoned the Marlins 15-1, so they and the Yankees on the same day get to 80 wins. Dodgers beat the Marlins. Oh, by the way, 15 runs with 2 singles.
Wow.
So it was either basically extra base hit or nothing for the Dodgers last night, but that's nothing new. We knew that. Dodgers are the first team in the modern era to score 15 or more runs with no more than 2 singles. And the Yankees got to 80 wins on Tuesday. The last 3 teams to be the first to 80 reach the World Series. So, not that that's any surprise that it's a Dodgers-Yankees preview, which might happen, although, you know, we both like the Astros a lot. But those two guys are the first ones to 80 wins this year.
Yeah, I don't have any great desire to see the Yankees in the World Series. I'd much rather see the Astros.
Let me be honest here. Whether it's let's use the Yankees because we both agree that their pitching is probably the shakiest of the really good teams. Can you win a World Series just bashing your way to every win?
No, well,
that too big of a sample size to be able to do? I mean, I know you can do it in one series or a wild card game, but can you go all the way?
Anything is possible. But here's what you're going to deal with. You're going to deal with, at some point, the Astros, who are going to pitch their asses off at you.
Yeah, but, okay.
You're going to have to figure out how to...
Let me play the other side of that.
You're probably going to have to deal with the Dodgers.
All right, before...
Who are going to pitch their asses off.
Before you get there, though, you bring up the Astros. Minute Maid is a bandbox, just like Yankee Stadium is.
Right.
Now, Dodger Stadium
isn't. Well, that's fine, but you've got Verlander... Cole and Greinke you know, rolling it out.
I know.
I mean, I like the Astros in any series against the Yankees, not just because I hate the Yankees. I just think their pitching to me sways. Well, you said it yesterday. There are no holes in their lineup. Mm-hmm. There are no holes in their pitching. There's no holes in their bullpen. Now these guys got to go out and do it.
Well,
Zach
yeah.
Greinke in his first outing in Houston gave up 5 runs. They end up winning the game, but he gave up 5. He's got to be Zach Greinke.
And he was yesterday. They won
and he was
the doubleheader.
Right.
He gave up 2 runs in 6 innings against the White Sox. Garrett Cole was scratched from his start with hamstring tenderness. Also, to kind of put a bow on this, the Yankees are 16-2 against the Orioles this season. That's not even a scrimmage. 8-3 last night.
No.
With a win today, the Yankees become the 6th team in the divisional era to win 17 games against one team. That's
right.
That's sad.
They're 14 over against one team.
Yeah. And Gleyber Torres, as I mentioned yesterday, has 13 home runs against them.
Yeah.
Half of his season home runs against one team. In the NL East, Ronald Acuña Jr., a guy we never talk about, hit the 60th home run of his career. And he's done it before the age of 22.
Hmm.
The only others to do that, Mel Ott, Eddie Matthews, Frank Robinson, Ken Griffey Jr., all the aforementioned in the Hall of Fame. Ronald Acuña Jr., 60 home runs before the age of 22. He plays for the Braves, in case you out there didn't realize.
Well, my God, come on, people.
Well, I feel like the Braves go way, way under the radar.
You know, when you stop to think of it, really, you're right.
I mean,
they are under the radar.
Cubs get the headlines. Cardinals get the Dodgers do.
Yeah.
Even the Nationals. And they're behind the Braves. And I feel like we hear about the Nationals more than the Braves. And they're 71-50.
Phillies because Bryce Harper is playing for them.
And they're 9 back. And the Mets because they've been red hot.
But you know something? I thought that Tony Gwynn Jr., who was nails for us yesterday on the show, and he picked the Braves as the kind of the potential surprise team. And I think he took exception, not strong exception, but some exception to the thought that the Dodgers were the prohibitive favorites in the National League. And I certainly yield to that. I've seen both the Dodgers, seen the Dodgers a ton, and I saw the Braves for 3 games. I like the Dodgers better than I like the Braves, but that's based on maybe I've seen the Dodgers probably 7 or 8 times and the Braves 3 times. Haven't seen the Braves since they got Dallas Keuchel.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's just been okay since he's gotten
there. He's been okay.
Yeah.
But that's a good ball club.
Well,
that's a good ball club.
And I got to watch him when the Royals went there for those, I think, 2 couple of weeks ago. You look at the Braves lineup. I mean, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Dansby Swanson, Josh Donaldson, Ronald Acuña, Nick Markakis, and Brian McCann.
It's a really nice lineup.
That is.
I like Dansby Swanson, by the way. He's that's a guy that most have never heard of. That's really a good day-to-day player. But they got a bunch of them. They got a bunch of guys like that. The Braves are built for the long term, and they're going to be around a while. I like the Braves without liking them. I mean, I don't care about the Braves one way or the other, but they're a decent ball club. So, still think that if the Dodgers don't kick it around and give teams 4 outs, they're awfully hard to beat with those 3 frontline guys and then the lineup that they've got. Because
when you try to counter with the Braves starting rotation, they pale in comparison. I mean, not close.
It isn't. And you talk about lack of holes. There's no holes in the Dodgers offense. I mean, those guys can hit up and down the lineup. Now they kick it around a little bit, but it's a pretty good ball club. All right, over under. We're rolling it out. first installment of the fall season. Although I bet you Shane's all over the place with his over-unders. So we'll go with that here as we continue in a moment. Stay with us. Just getting going on this Wednesday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.